We're talking right now with Mary Kay Thatcher from Syngenta. And Mary Kay, let's just kind of talk what's going on in D.C. right now for the moment. Outside of impeachment drama, not much going on, right?
No, I mean, the big thing will be before Thanksgiving, which is, you know, the break, the end of next week, is they've got to do something about funding the federal government. They kicked the can down the road to November 21st to get them this far, but now they're going to kick it to December 20th. So, you know, by the time it passes, if it passes, it'll be 3 months into the new year. We don't know what in the world we're doing on funding. So that will get done next week. I suspect probably not much else gets done. I don't see any way you'd get USMCA done before Thanksgiving, hopefully Christmas. There's, you know, people are working, they're working hard, they're making progress on things like USMCA, but it's very slow and it's hard to really gain any perspective on it with the impeachment stuff. So
I guess what you hear so many things every day, you hear a different story. And I mean, literally what, last week we were hearing that suddenly Ms. Pelosi wanted to put it on fast track, but we see no evidence of that.
You know, how do you know anymore? I mean, you know, Nancy Pelosi says something, then President Trump says something, then you talk about China and the Chinese say something, and it's like, it's all posturing anymore. I just think it changes from one day to the next again. And so we're almost going to have to see the white of their eyes before we can really believe we're moving forward on anything.
Do you feel, you know, like we've got at least some hope on these major areas? Obviously, Japan looks like it's pretty well a done deal. China, who knows? USMCA, we're close. I mean, at least we're better off than, say, what, start of 2019.
Oh, I think we are better off. We're making progress. I mean, my big fear, and even though I don't think he said it recently, is, you know, President Trump has said several times, if we don't get this done, I'm just going to pull us out of NAFTA. Well, that's probably a $12 or $13 billion ag export hit if that happens. That would just be pretty catastrophic for us. So, but, you know, he gets frustrated about those things, so it's not out of the realm of possibilities. But, no, I think we're making progress. I think, you know, we've got good relationship with the Mexican folks on how do we enforce these labor agreements, and that's going to be important because, you know, the Democrats feel like when they put NAFTA in place, they had an agreement to make sure on labor stuff down there, and then there was no enforcement. So they don't want to, you know, have the same thing happen a second time. But I hear nothing but compliments about USTR Ambassador Lighthizer being willing to work with both sides of the aisle and Senate and House, and I think the 9 Democratic members on the committee that Pelosi appointed are also working hard. So I think we are going to make some progress, and I sure hope it's December, but it's so hard to tell with the impeachment stuff.
When it comes to the regulatory issues of the day, everything's being slow walked right now. Anything that you see that needs to be done in this current Congress?
Well, we're going to have an announcement on the 30th of November about the small refinery exemptions and what happens with RFS. And so it could be good news or it could be bad news for agriculture. You know, we're down to the point, I don't think a lot of people realize this, but we're down to the point now where if you don't have a regulation, no matter who's doing it, pretty far down the road in proposal, it won't get done in the first administration of the Trump administration. So if he wins again, then that just continues. But if he loses, there are clawback provisions where the next EPA administrator or whoever it is that's proposed the reg can just come in and pretty much overturn it. It's based on how many days in session, so probably they'll be able to claw back all the way to like April of next year from a November 2020 election outcome. So, you know, we are still like putting a lot of pressure on everybody we can to move the regulations before that point in time. You know, one of the big ones we have outstanding is what happens with genetically engineered crops. We have USDA, who I think has put out a pretty good proposal. But EPA and the Food and Drug Administration are really slow. And if they put out something that's different than USDA, then it's going to be hard to manage. If they don't put out anything, we're not going to get there. So there's a lot of those things we just have to keep a lot of pressure on in the next 4 months.
I guess the other thing that's out there of importance to a lot of folks is WOTUS, or the WOTUS 2.0, I guess now. I guess, is it safe to say that we've pretty well put the final bullet into the 2015 WOTUS?
Well, I think we have, like, indeed, yes, killed off WOTUS, which was incredibly important now. You know, it's not all good news because now we revert to the law that was in effect before. And the reason we went to a 2015 WOTUS in the first place is everybody agreed. They didn't agree how we fixed it, but everybody agreed we got to better define what navigable is. And most people say this will be tied up in the courts for years to come. So we probably still are not where we want to be, but we are much better off without WOTUS. Absolutely.
What else are you watching right now? What as far as from a Syngenta point of view, what else is important to the ag chem industry?
Well, we're really involved in obviously all the trade debates, but also in looking beyond just tariffs and looking at these non-tariff trade barriers, because it's very apparent that as we reduce tariffs with our trading partners, that the non-tariff trade barriers are increasing. And so we're looking at things like maximum residue levels. What the Europeans are trying to put in, a hazard-based approach versus risk-based. And essentially, it's just going to make it impossible to get our products into the European Union. They're trying to capture the Africans with them. We're looking at how slow it is to get biotech approvals on new products through countries like China. So they're not as easily explainable. They're not as maybe sexy as a tariff, but they're every bit as important.